one of the most important factors, I think probably the governing factor behind pollution, is the present use of nuclear energy. Nuclear energy is, I would say, the most important discovery of our time. It is the discovery which eventually will free humanity to become what it essentially is, and that is divine beings. It is without precedence in our historical development, and it has so many implications for good or ill in its use that we really have to take it as central to any possible change in our lives. Chernobyl, I think, is climactic here. We really have reached a point where we have to explore again the whole nature of nuclear energy. And there are two kinds, as we know already, two kinds of nuclear energy, two processes, rather, to utilize nuclear energy. One is the present process, the fission process, and the other is the theoretical, as yet, fusion process. The fission process, I believe to be, and it's not just my belief, the evidence is there, is dangerous in the extreme. A Chernobyl could happen anywhere. A Three Mile Island could happen anywhere. These catastrophes, and they are major catastrophes, could happen at any time in any of the developed nations of the world. And of course, more and more of the underdeveloped nations are acquiring nuclear power that is being sold to them and built for them by the developed nations. This is going on all the time, as you know. And now, it is not so very difficult for even an underdeveloped nation to quickly change the mode of use to military use and to create enough plutonium to make atomic bombs and so on. So there's now quite a number of nations who could at any time threaten annihilation to the world. That's a very, very dangerous situation, and one which we have to address, and which people try to address, but while we go on with this approach to nuclear fission as the be-all and end-all of our hopes, however dangerous it might be, we will never come up with the answer. It should be run down. My belief is that nuclear fission process of using nuclear energy should be run down forthwith. Run down, ended. Each nuclear station run down and disbanded, and the fission rods, you know, sealed off and buried deep and allowed to gradually discharge. And no more nuclear energy through the fission process be created. On the other hand, and at the same time, I believe that all our resources, political, economic, and scientific, should be placed at the disposal of those scientists who are investigating the fusion process of nuclear energy. Now, the scientists theoretically are approaching this, and from time to time they get a bit of a success which, you know, spurs them on. The latest success was just last year, in which they feel they have made, you know, quite several years of progress in this fusion process. But that, to my understanding, they're still going along the wrong road. They're trying to create on the physical plane the kind of temperatures which are in the center of the sun. At the heart of the sun there are temperatures of thousands of degrees centigrade, which, and then to duplicate that, they would duplicate the fusion process by which the sun creates its energy outlet. There's a completely different process which is known to the masters, and which, as soon as we share the resources of the world and therefore show that we are bent on peace, justice, and not on war and nationalistic hegemony, we shall be given the resources. And this is a cool process of fusion, nuclear fusion, using a simple isotope in water, which is everywhere in the world, in all the oceans, in all the rivers, in all the lakes, in the rainfall of the world. That even in the desert, if you dig deep enough, you will come on some water deep down. And every nation and every city, every town, every village, every little hamlet will have from this fusion process unlimited resources of power, of energy for all our needs.